England Patriot and Atlanta Falcons, there will be fans from their team praying to God earnestly that their team will win. If you were God, how would you answer their prayer? What should God do when fans from both teams earnestly pray for the victory of their team? A lot of people's ideas of prayer are just getting results, getting what they wanted. Let us continue to learn from Jesus, our Master, in prayer, from today's scripture, and continue to learn how we should pray. Today's four spiritual principles in prayer was drawn by Bill Hybels' book, Too Busy Not to Pray. It says a million copies sold, so it must be proven widely practical. From today's scripture, we can draw on four different principles. First principle is that we should pray regularly. Jesus said, when you pray, Jesus did not say, if you pray. Jesus said, when you pray. Jesus expects that praying should be a regular part of our life. As Christians, we probably know that praying is good. Yet, from a survey in Christian Today, 2014, they found that 87% of Christians agree that every Christian needs to spend time alone with God on a daily basis, and that without that, their faith will suffer. So a huge majority of people agree that praying is essential. Yet only 42% said they pray regularly. A very small percentage. From another survey, they find that average Christians prays about a minute a day. Prayers have apparently morphed into treating to God. Tiny bite. Jesus, in this passage, says, when you pray. Often, our excuse of not to pray is, what's that? We don't have time. But we have time to go to gym. We have time to go grocery shopping. We certainly have a lot of time to do web browsing. Yet when it comes to praying, we find that we don't have time. Jesus started off with today's passage, when you pray. So the first principle is to set apart time so that we can shut off the world and we can reserve the time that we hear God's voice and His voice alone. So first principle in learning how to pray is to resolve to pray regularly and daily. Second principle is to pray privately. Verse 6 talk about when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. This is referring to our personal prayer. It does not mean to say that public prayer has no place. But what Jesus here is talking about is our personal prayer. Jesus reminds us that personal prayer is not a spectator sport. It is not to show off our piety. For example, Jesus quoted the parable of two prayers at a temple in Luke 18. One of the prayer is a Pharisee, the other one a tax collector. The Pharisee stands at the temple and pray. Basically, he's praying to God about himself. Lord, I am not like the tax collector. I fast 2 times a week. I offer 10% of my income, etc. Essentially, this Pharisee was showing off. But personal prayer is not that. Jesus asks us to pray privately. Find a place without distraction. It can be a closet. It can be an empty room in your house. It can be a familiar seat in the GO train. Preferably, it's the seat that is without a window view so that you can focus on praying. To Jesus, in the Bible, we can guess Jesus have a private favorite place to pray. And it must be the Garden of Gethsemane. Because it must be so well known to the disciples that Judas knew where to find Jesus to bring the soldiers there to arrest him. There are practical values in praying privately. The first value is in private, there's no other interference. And you build in praying, the habit of praying privately, you'll bring prayer integrate into your own life rhythms. If you are a morning person, maybe it is the time, the 15 minutes or so, right after you wake up, when you are fully energized. And if you are an evening person, maybe it is just before you go to bed. No matter what, you build your own daily rhythm. Build prayer into your life rhythm. When I was in construction many years ago, I arrived at the job site pretty early, usually around 6:30. It was a time that is so quiet, nobody around, and that was, I have about 15, 20 minutes to do my personal devotion. For you, maybe you come to your office 30 minutes early at work, or the 10 minutes during your car warm-up. You know, that would be really your personal moment. You start up the car, and then you sit in the car, and you can pray. when you are all alone talking to God. I remember a couple years ago, there was an Indian lady come to our church and asked for permission to pray in the sanctuary. I find out that she is a Christian who came from Montreal. And she said, "I just want to pray in your sanctuary." So for a few months, this lady come to our church on every Friday afternoon after work and pray. She only pray 10 minutes at most, and she just leave. Later on, her husband joined in the prayer too. And then afterwards, a few months later, the lady disappeared. So there was opportunity. Make your opportunity. Set your place to pray. Pray privately without interference. You talk to God. Have communion with God alone. Thirdly, in this passage, Jesus tells us to pray sincerely. Verse 7 says, "Do not keep on babbling like pagans." Jesus was referring to pagans at the time who like to recite the name of their many gods repeatedly, thinking that the gods will answer their prayer that way by repeating, babbling their name. Today, when Jesus teaches us to pray sincerely, it means that in prayer, we have to mean what we say. As Christians, we have to be careful of Christian jargons, and we should be careful to avoid cliches, Christian cliches. These are words and terms that sound very pious on the surface, but they could be either meaningless or not theologically sound. I'll give you two examples. One example is often happen in our Chinese worship, offering prayer. Thankfully, in English, in our offering prayer, it doesn't happen too often. In the Chinese worship offering prayer, there's one particular brother who always asks God to accept our offering. And this offering is a tiny token of our love to you. Well, maybe in his mind that he should be polite to God and saying, "You know, whatever I offer is just a tiny bit." It may be very polite, very humble, but I don't think we should consider offer our God tiny bit. We should offer God pocket change. Our offering to God should be substantial. Our offering to God should be sacrificial. Offer in love and with gratefulness. It's not just a tiny casual act. Our offering should be something that is well-intentioned, well-planned, and certainly is not pocket change. The other example is from Bill Hybels. He said a lot of Christians in their prayer ask God to be with us. The prayer may be asking God to be with us during a job interview. Ask God to be with us during a meeting. Ask God to be with us in a surgery, operation, etc. According to Bill Hybels, theologically, this is not right. Because in the Bible, God already promised that He will be with us always, to the end of the ages. Jesus' name is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So, therefore, since God is already with us always, why pray again for God to be with us? It is better to pray that we can sense His presence, His guidance in a meeting, etc. Because God, by His promise, is already with us. We should pray sincerely. Be sincere in our prayer, meaning we pray from our hearts. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him." When we pray, pray from the bottom of your hearts. Pray just how you feel. In prayer, in prayer, we can express our true feeling to God. Psalms 22, verse 1. The psalmist says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning?" This is a prayer from the bottom of the heart. Even Jesus prayed that prayer on the cross. The following prayer has been attributed to a Muslim convert to Christ. Listen to this. This recent Muslim convert pray. "Oh God, I am Mustafa the tailor, and I work at the shop of Mohammed. The whole day long, I sit and pull the needle and the thread through the cloth. Oh God, you are the needle and I am the thread. I am attached to you and I follow you. When the thread tries to slip away from the needles, it becomes tangled and must be cut off so that it can be put back in the right place. Oh God, help me to follow you whenever you lead me, for I am really only Mustafa the tailor, and I work in the shop of Mohammed on the great square." I appreciate this prayer. It's a simple but very sincere. Let us put away our facade. Put down our mask when we come to God. and pray to him from the bottom of our hearts, and to pray sincerely. Lastly, from today's passage, we learned Jesus asked us to pray specifically. And Jesus gave us a model prayer, which is the Lord's Prayer, as we commonly refer this to, but it's really is for the disciples. In this model prayer, it is short but to the point. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We start off with asking God's name be honored, God's kingdom and will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It teaches us to pray for God's will first in our life. Put God's kingdom, God's agenda ahead of our own. Then it asks for our own needs. Very specific again. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil ones. Here, it teaches us to ask for our specific needs, our food. We all need that. Ask God for it. But not for the next year's whole supply of food, just enough every day. Ask for our sins be forgiven. Matthew, being a tax collector, used debts to represent sins. Asking God to forgive our debts, meaning to forgive our sins. And pray for protection from evil and victory over temptation. So this prayer, this model prayer, teaches that God-honoring prayer are not simply a shopping list, asking for blessings, help, healings, etc. Authentic prayer include worship, confession, submission, and also petition. So when we come to God, we can pray for specific things rather than pray for just general. May today's sermon, today's message, encourage us. Learn from Jesus' teaching and then pray, pray, pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching us how to pray, telling us that we can come to God as our Heavenly Father. And give us the faith that when we pray, our God, our Heavenly Father, will listen. Give us this confidence that we come boldly to this throne of grace. And help us to pray sincerely from the bottom of our hearts, sensing your need, your will, your kingdom first in our life. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. The Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. And Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavens. prayer.